When it comes to how chefs create out of the ordinary flavors, one thing you rarely hear about is the secret sauce that's used by a lot of them. That sauce is Lior Lev Sirkaris, aka a spice therapist. Lior has a spice shop, La Boite, in New York City. And there he conjures personal spice blends for chefs and others. A chef is going to give up a lot before parting with Lior's pot of flavorings. Now, for the rest of us, Lior's written a guide, The Spice Companion. Lior, great to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Great being here.
So you've become famous for the unusual spices that you have at the shop and also for the spice blends that you do. And now you've done this book, and it's essentially a guide or an encyclopedia. And there's some things in here that I don't think most of us run across on a daily basis or have had a chance to use. And frankly, what I've done is I've picked out three of them. And I'd love
Perfect.
For you to explain how we use them. And the first one is ajuan. Tell me the story of ajuan.
I myself, until probably 10 or so years ago, was not familiar also with ajuan. And as I was doing a lot of research and reading about spices, obviously one of the first places you're usually drawn to is India. And all of a sudden came these beautiful, cute little seeds that are a bit bigger than celery seeds, a bit smaller than cumin, with such a rich complexity of slight bitterness and sweetness and savory notes and even some oregano kind of note to them. And all of that in one little seed. And it's not that hard to find ajuan seeds. However, they're just neglected for one reason or another, but could be a great addition to food because of all these complex notes, not to mention the light sodium content, which brings a nice salty flavor to dishes. And I know a lot of people talk about reducing sodium and trying to improve the way they eat.
Right.
Why not? It's an added bonus.
Now, I've had them in chickpea fritters. And they're delicious. But how else would you use them? What's a guide for using them?
I think spices generally should and can be applied everywhere. I know it doesn't help most people when I say that I say you could put it. But I really recommend sprinkling a little bit of either whole ajuan seeds or ground ajuan seeds, whether it's a raw vegetable or fruit or it's a cooked dish. The beauty of ajuan seeds, because of their size, is that you could leave them as is whole. So it doesn't even require any grinding, which sometimes can scare some people. And really, from the most simple sliced vegetable or fruit or a salad or a dressing to a chickpea to a fish, a meat, before, while, or after cooking.
Well, okay. The other one on my list, number two, is amchur.
Yep. So, a very unfamiliar, I should say. However, amchur is made from mango. Most of us have had a piece of mango in our life once or twice. Amchur is basically unripened green mango that could either be purchased in wedges or slices of dried mango or powdered. The beauty of amchur is that sourness and acidity that it brings. It's a sort of a lemon or vinegar powder to some extent, but natural. It's only that fruit. And how amazing it is if you could add a touch of acidity to, again, a raw or a cold preparation, to a soup or a roast or a fish. Often enough, lemon juice or other citrus juice just fade out a little bit throughout cooking. Sometimes we just don't have a lemon handy.
Right.
And one of the things that's crucial in cooking, aside from sodium and heat, which are fundamental, is acidity. It's always that little thing that brings the dish to the next level. And I think amchur is one of your kind of secret weapon. A little jar of amchur could always do good in anything, pretty much.
You know, I have to say, I've only sniffed it. I just haven't gotten a chance to use it yet. But it seems to have more dimension to it than lemon or lime. It's more complex.
Yeah.
Well, you list something in What to Try. Apple pie.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love the idea of the sweet and sourness, this kind of contrast. And apples having a little bit of sourness or a little bit of acidity, so it does pair really well. However, it cuts through a little bit to maybe the richness of the dough or the sweetness from the sugar and the other spices. And because it is made from mango, you do get these beautiful fruit notes still in the scent and in the flavor.
Interesting. Really interesting. Okay. My last pick is something that I have been puzzled by. I keep sniffing it when I go to spice shops, and I never buy it. It's a form of chili. It's called Urfa.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Urfa, named after the town of Urfa in the south of Turkey. Fairly large bell pepper-ish, kind of like a poblano pepper that we're most familiar with.
Right.
Dried out in the sun and then at night covered. So it's a process called sweating, which on one hand dries the pepper during the day, but on the other hand, at night, by covering it, you preserve these great natural oils and then crushing it into fairly large size flakes. And it's a great example of chili, which often is confused with being overwhelmingly hot. Chilies could be fruity, could be sour, could be sweet with citrus notes and could bring so much to a dish, whether it's cooked or not. The heat is obviously there, but it's not the main thing. And Urfa is a fantastic example. Because of that sun drying also, you definitely get qualities of some smoke, even notes of some chocolate, tobacco, and some wine into it, all of that in one chili. Huh. So I think it's I cannot think of any preparation pretty much that cannot benefit from a little pinch of Urfa in it.
Well, I'm looking at your list of suggestions. Fried eggs, carbonara, the pasta dish, orange barbecue sauce, hummus, and chocolate mousse.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan. Well, I'm a big fan of desserts and of chocolate. I often look at the dessert menu before I look at the regular menu in a restaurant. But I think, to me, dessert is not separated from savory. I like the idea of playing with either fruit and vegetables and savory notes in desserts. It's a continuous part of the meal, I would say. And, mm-hmm. and if they're very distinguished and... And chocolate is such a great vehicle to handle heat and acidity and smoke. And when you look at the history, we haven't invented much. I mean, the Mayans were doing it very well a long, long time ago.
Lior, this has been fascinating. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Lior Lev-Sercarz is the founder of the spice shop La Boite in New York City and is author of The Spice Companion. Now head to splendidtable.org for more information on those spices we talked about and some ideas for how to use them.